Welcome to A Damned Nation. This is Oldie But Goodie, about a black woman who was sleeping, I guess, in a college dorm, and a white woman decided that she doesn't belong here, so she called the police. And, well, you know what happened. All hell broke loose. Now, me personally, if I was the police, when I got there, I would have asked for the white woman's ID, like they always do us. They ask for your ID, even if you're the person that called it in, because that's procedure, apparently. Or is it? Because I would have been like, you got ID? Well, I'm the one that called. I don't know you. Where's the ID? A fellow officer who is non-black probably would have said, hey, what are you doing? What the fuck you mean? What am I doing? I'm doing my job. If you're going to kill black people, let's kill everybody equally. If you're going to ask for ID, let's ask everybody, hey, calm down, buddy. Nah, fuck that. So here we got Michael Eric Dyson, author, Tears, We Cannot Stop, A Sermon to White America. Listen to this.
How do they circumvent that, even if some of these police officers feel very much that they are being sensitive, but that's an essential part of their job to rely on that shortcut of people reporting so that they can ascertain if someone really is a burglar, if someone is dangerous?
Well, that leads us, it's a brilliant point, and it leads us to a broader problem. It's not just what black people do and what the cops think that they have done or not done that's the problem. It's who black people are, right? You can't go to the Waffle House. You can't fall asleep. You can't sell Lucy's on the street. You can't sell CDs. You can't tell the cop when he stops you in Minnesota, I have a gun, I'm letting you know, and 7 seconds later, he's dead. So the reality is, it's not what black people do, it's who we are. The anti-blackness here, it's uncomfortable to talk about that, but the fear and skepticism of blackness, the very notion that black people themselves are illegitimate. After all, let's not forget, we had the president of the United States of America question the man who had the job before him along these same lines. If that's been normalized, if the attack on blackness has become ritual and habit and custom and tradition, these police people are victims of the same kind of assumptions. And yes, the shortcuts mean that they do the thing that's quickest, but that means also that it often disturbs the community of people, citizens of color, who often have to deal with people who, you know, if you see something, say something. Well, they see something and say something, but it's black people. White people who are sitting at Starbucks don't get the police call on them. Black people do. Waffle House, black people, not other people. So when we begin to challenge this, we say it's not just the policeman's fault or policewoman's fault. It's the fault of the larger society that has legitimated and weaponized racial difference, with the consequence that we are skeptical and suspicious and don't believe black people. And that's part of the heinous disregard for blackness that we have to attend to.
Michael Eric Dyson, thank you so much
for
being
with
us.
All right, then. So there we go with that. It's being black, because that's who we are. You know, that's who we are. So that's the problem. That's why I always say my skin is my sin. Excuse me. So, hey, I don't know, man. You tell me what you think about that. Come on now. Let me know. Peace.